taxes just to get a better body circulation and contact with the body. So go ahead and stand up. Try to kind of just spread out a little bit so you have a little bit of room to move your arms. Just stand straight. Try to keep your feet sort of parallel to each other, about 4 or 6 inches apart. Relax your shoulders and hands at the sides. And keep your chin up level with the floor. And keep your shoulders back a little bit. Just feel your feet pressing the floor. Just try to feel the height and the weight of the body over the feet. Just try to mentally feel the standing body. Then begin taking a few deep, slow breaths. Try to take about 3 seconds to breathe in, drawing the air from the lower lung up to the top of the chest. Feel that expansion in the top of the chest. Hold the air in for 1 or 2 seconds and slowly breathe out, feeling the contraction of the abdomen and chest on the out breath. You know, we're going to do these simple exercises coordinated with the breathing and repeating it 1-3 times. If you haven't seen them before, you can sort of watch me or the people in front to follow that. So on the in-breath, raise your arms over the head, interlock your fingers, turn the palms up and straighten the arms and stretch. Out-breath, turn the palms down and touch the top of your head. Repeat it again. In breath, palms up, straighten the arms, stretch. Out breath, touch the head. In breath. You now release the fingers on the out breath. Lower the arms back to the sides. Relax. Gently close the eyes, just feel the body, and feel the effects of that exercise, such as some subtle tingling sensation, hands or fingers, or other body sensations, due to the stretching of the muscle, you feel some sensation. Just remember standing, the present moment. Just letting go of your thoughts. You're now touching the front of your legs with the hands. Lightly press the front of your thighs with the hands. On the in-breath, turn the palms outward, bring them together at the chest and over the head. Stretch the head back to look up at the ceiling and arch your lower back a little bit. And stretch up all at the same time. Out-breath, bring the hands back to touch the chest and kind of fan them back to the sides to touch the front of the legs. Again, in-breath, palms outward to the chest, over the head. Stretch the head back. Out. once more. In. Relax, just feel the body, just remember standing, letting your thoughts come and go in the background. Keep the feeling of the body in the front of your mind. You're now side bending. On an in-breath, raise both arms over the head and keep your arms and fingers straight close to your head. On the out-breath, bend over your right side as far as you comfortably can, keeping the hands parallel to each other. In breath, lift up. And the other side, out breath. In breath, up. Again to the right. Up. Once more to each side with the breathing. And on the out breath, lower your arms back to the sides, relax. Just close the eyes. Feel the sensations, pulsations, vibrations, being the activated life force. Last exercise would be simply head turning. You try to keep your chin parallel to the floor. On the in breath, turn your head to the right as far as you comfortably can. Try not to move your shoulders. Out breath, turn the head all the way back to the left. Just concentrate in your neck vertebra. In breath. The right. Out breath, left. Once more to each side. Next in breath, let the head stop in the middle. Relax. Just keep feeling the body. Breathing body is the real home for the mind. It's the anchor for the mind, the present moment. The starting point for meditation. and sit back down. Again, just try to sit straight. First of all, just feel the body grounded to the floor. Just feel the pressure of the buttocks and the feet pressing the floor. To feel your lower spine, or to feel the natural inward curve of the lower spine. Try to maintain that in place. It helps to keep the body from slouching. And then gently lift the spinal column upwards. Imagine getting some space between the spinal vertebrae and the discs, so the electrical energy and the blood can freely circulate between the spinal vertebrae, allowing maximum alertness of the nervous system. And feel the head balanced on top of the spinal column, like a soccer ball balanced on top of a stick. Try to keep the chin parallel, level with the floor. And start to feel to find that center of gravity by moving your head and spinal column either forward or backwards, normally backwards a little bit. You find that tipping point just before the body would either tip backwards or forwards. Perfect vertical alignment. Try to mentally feel that. And relax the shoulders. Relax your face muscles. And relax your eyes, sort of feel your eyes in the socket. And just mentally feel that outline of the sitting body. Just mentally be aware of sitting, sitting, sitting. And again, take a few deep, slow breaths to feel the exaggerated expanding and contracting of your abdomen, ribcage, and chest. And after breathing in, hold the air in for 1 or 2 seconds to allow the oxygen to transfer to the blood. And feel the long contraction of the out-breath. That relaxing feeling on the long out-breath. Just cultivate this beginning mindfulness. Just breathing in, letting go of the past and future. Breathing out, sitting here and now. Breathing in, letting go of the past and future. Breathing out, sitting here and now. You can also combine a couple more deep breaths with some metta. As you're breathing in, you think to yourself, may I be well, happy and peaceful. On the out-breath, may all beings be well, happy and peaceful. On the next out-breath, discontinue any controlled breathing. Just let the breathing return to its own normal, lesser pattern. Keep the awareness still focused in the center of the body. Feel the residual lesser breathing, the subtler expanding and contracting sensations of the abdomen or the rib cage or the chest, wherever you feel the movement sensation, just feel that. You can just make the brief noting, brief mental notes of in as the breath is coming in, and out as the breath is going out. And in the brief pause between the breaths, feel the body grounded to the floor. Just remember sitting. Just in sitting. Out, sitting. It's the ongoing, continuous, present moment of the body. Just remember that much. It's not much to remember. Just in sitting. Out sitting. But at the same time, be alert for thoughts trying to sneak in. If you get caught up in thoughts, make a mental note of thinking. Let go of the thoughts. Come back to the breathing. Try to notice how each breath is different. Sometimes it's longer, sometimes it's shorter. Sometimes you feel it more in the abdomen, sometimes you feel it more in the ribcage or chest. It's like turning up the power of a microscope. Just try to notice more details of the breathing process. Try to notice the beginning, the middle, and the end of the in-breath, and the brief pause. And the beginning, the middle, and the end of the out-breath, and the brief pause. you have many thoughts, then take some deep, slow breaths. Do some deep, slow breathing to help you stay connected to physical sensations. Check and correct the posture from time to time. Feel any tension in the body, relax those muscles, especially the shoulders, the face, the jaws. get yourself lost in thoughts. Just recognize it as lost, lost. Find the body sitting on the ground. Take a deep, slow breath. Plug back into the present moment. In sitting. Out. Out, sitting.
In sitting, out sitting, it's the ongoing present moment, this body. The breathing body is the anchor for the mind, the anchor to the present moment. If we lose that anchor to the body, the mind gets lost in drowsiness, it gets lost in the whirlpools of conflicting thoughts of the past and future, of greed, hatred, and delusion. Just keep sinking the awareness deeper into the body to feel subtler sensations, vibrations. Coming and going. The in-breath arises and passes away. The out-breath arises and passes away. In between, other sensations arise and vanish. Thoughts are continually arising in the mind. If we notice them quickly, they disappear. If we're not alert enough, they steal our attention away. painful feelings arise, just try to observe them as they well up, as they pull at your mind. Try to relax, just observe those sensations as they change or come to a peak. They might disappear, diminish, or disappear. Keep grounding, staying connected to the breathing. Relax the body, relax the mind. Be aware of the urge to move. Just make a note of urging, or wanting. Just let it go. Just try to endure the pains longer. They're all impermanent. They're not going to kill you. let us shift our attention toward cultivating thoughts of metta, friendliness toward ourselves and others. Let's take a few deep, slow breaths. Just oxygenate the bloodstream. Just sending metta to your own body. Fresh oxygenated blood. Just think along these lines to yourself. May I be free from excessive attachment and greed, anger and hatred, jealousy, envy, fear, pride and ignorance. May I be free from the pain, sorrow and sufferings of body and mind brought about by such unskillful thoughts and actions. May I have the patience, strength, mindfulness, and wisdom to meet and overcome all difficulties in life. May I be able to continue to develop the practice of meditation, learning the Dhamma, to free the mind from suffering. May I be well, peaceful and wise. In the same way, may my parents, other family members, relatives, good friends, may all of them be free from greed, hatred, fear and ignorance, free from pains and sufferings of body and mind. May they also have the patience, strength, mindfulness and wisdom to meet and overcome all difficulties in life. May they be well, peaceful, and wise. May all ordinary persons, strangers on the street, people that are working, struggling to make ends meet, to find happiness in this difficult world. May all of them be free from greed, hatred, fear, and ignorance. Free from pain, sorrow, and sufferings of body and mind brought about by their own unskillful thoughts and actions and by the actions of others. And may they have the patience, strength, mindfulness, and wisdom to meet and overcome all difficulties in life. And if they haven't already, may they also have the opportunity to hear the Dhamma, to learn and practice meditation, to free their minds from suffering. finally, may all beings in the whole world, in the 10 directions, wherever they might be, may all beings be free from greed, hatred, fear, and ignorance. Free from pain, sorrow, and sufferings of body and mind. May all beings have the patience, strength, mindfulness, and wisdom to meet and overcome all difficulties in life. May all beings have the precious opportunity to hear the mind-healing teachings of the Buddha, to learn and practice meditation, to free their minds from suffering. May all beings be able to live peacefully and harmoniously together, understanding the ultimate interconnectedness and interdependence of all things. May all beings be well, peaceful, and wise. Dukkha patta ca nidukkha baya patta ca nibbaya sokkha patta ca nisokkha antu sabbe pipanino. May the suffering be free from suffering. May the fear-struck be free from fear. May the grieving be free from grief. In this way may all beings live. Thus spoke the Buddha. You know, take a deep breath. On the in-breath, straighten up the body. And with the in-breath, stretch the head back. Arch the lower back. and lift the head up, and on the out breath, press the chin to the top of the chest. On the in-breath, lift the head up level to the floor. Relax on the out-breath. Now you can slowly unfold your legs, then slowly stand up. Stand up straight. Just for a couple minutes of standing meditation, relieve the pain in your legs. Feel your feet pressing the ground. Relax your arms and shoulders at the side. Take a deep breath, pull the shoulders back, expand the chest, hold the breath in. And out breath, relax. Feel the sensations from that. And continue to take a few more deep, slow breaths. Letting go of the past and future. Breathing out, standing here and now. Being aware of the various sensations, aches or pains, unpleasant sensations coming and going in different places, itching or prickling sensations. Thoughts in the mind.